And Iron Maiden has a song called The Prisoner. And when you watch those videos of how people behaved and how they fell right into line and were good little robots, you understand that these people were prisoners in their own mind. And they'll go right back to it. You saw the dopes on the video sitting in the crowd listening to Fauci. Who the fuck in their right mind? Well, you know, he's got a lot of people fooled. He can sit there and joke about cooking up these things in labs and biological warfare that he funded and quarterbacked and continues to do so. And these dopes just, of course, we don't pass out from already wearing your mask. But this song's for them, The Prisoner.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Let me tell you how the game is played, okay? Well, we showed you earlier with the IRS story. And I'm looking at the news the Young Bucks put together for the first time. There's a couple IRS stories in here where they're saying they're not going to target you, but then on their website they're saying, hey, motherfuckers, let's load up. Let's lock and load. Come work for us. Late hours, go kick some doors in, kick some ass, be ready to fucking shoot somebody in the throat. It's kind of a little bit different than what the suits are saying, so to speak. Why did Nancy Pelosi go to Taiwan? It was for freedom! It was for money. It's always for money. We as in the administration representing this country and the White House in Washington, D.C., are beholden and in the pockets of the Chinese because the president of the United States is so de facto or as well. So, hey, you know what? You want to stir up some trouble in Taiwan, have the House drunk from the United States, the Speaker of the House, I like to call her the House drunk, the House lush, show up in Taiwan. There's your green light. There's your green light to start having war games and exercises around Taiwan to set up blockades around Taiwan, and that's what the Chinese are doing. They're going fucking crazy, thanks to Nancy. She did them a solid. But what was she really doing over there? Somebody had the gall to ask her, and this this sea hag, her response is fucking unbelievable. Let's go to the videotape. Can't make it up.
No, we aren't.
They're awake. They're
awake. Safe and sound. Welcome back.
Thank you.
There are some reports that your son was on this trip with you.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. His role was to be my escort. Usually we invited spouses. Not all could come, but I had him come, and I was very proud that he was there, and I'm thrilled, and it was nice for me.
Did he have any business dealings?
No, he did not. Of course he did not. Next question? who cares? I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Of course he did. He was with me. A grown man hanging out with his mother, who's old enough to have been Speaker of the House for President Lincoln. Her son, of course, was over there cutting deals for his companies and his business interests for lithium, which is what you need to make electric cars. That's what he was doing in Asia. And that's likely what she was doing, too, to help line her family's pockets even more. That's what the fuck Paul Pelosi Jr. was doing. Paul Pelosi Sr. coming off a alleged DUI beef. Probably wasn't allowed into Taiwan. Very strict about that stuff in Asia. Canada, too. You could strangle a person to visit Canada, but if you have a DUI, you can't come in. Sorry. We take our law and order seriously up here. So the son was over there cutting deals and making deals, cashing checks and snapping necks for lithium, all with the help of mom. That's why she went over there, as well as to help the Chinese, and the poor Taiwanese are dupes. They were played as dupes, and they may realize it, they may not. But this is what these people do. They stir up worldwide unrest, and they don't think anything of it, all for their personal benefits. You try doing that. Oh, yeah. We'll visit you in prison, or at least try to send you a cake or something. A GoFundMe, something to get you some money. That prison commissary. Maybe you two can corner the hot chocolate market, the Swiss Miss hot chocolate market, like Bernie Madoff did when he was locked up. You can't keep a good man down. Plain as simple. What's this next clip? Oh, boy. This is the new way. This is MSNBC. If you want to ask the president a question, don't worry about pesky White House press briefers. He doesn't give them because he's not capable of giving them. We'll talk about that on Hot Wire. Maybe next week we're developing it. It's too crowded. The news cycle's too crowded. We can't release it. He's on vacation for a week in South Carolina on an island. Of course, he's on his own mental island on a regular basis. Hang out with Hunter. He might not come back. Yeah. Joe and Hunter's excellent adventure. Maybe Joe took some of those extra government-issued crack pipes with him. I don't know. But since he doesn't give pressers, NBC has resorted kind of a different approach to journalism. Let's go to the videotape. This is unbelievable. And I used to work these scenes, too, in D.C., and mostly the State House in New Jersey when I covered the governor's office. You wouldn't think about doing this. let's go to the tape.
Yes, Jose, that's right. You could certainly hear the president there with a bit of a loose cough. He did say, of course, that was notable. It's something that we've seen the president at events before his double COVID cases, of course, from that rebound infection. He did mention that. But the reason that he's here today in the South Lawn is this $280 billion bipartisan bill, the investment in semiconductors and manufacturing. We're going to try to ask him here to see if he potentially has any reaction to that search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Mr. President, your reaction to the FBI search and seizure at Mar-a-Lago? Do you have any reaction, sir? It seems he is not going to be taking questions, but of course, that is the other major news of today that you have spent a lot of this hour covering, Jose. But to return to the CHIPS and Science Act, this is...
She's 100 feet away yelling, "Hey, over here! What you..." That's what you do. That's what you do when you you can't reach this guy. There are no press conferences. You have to yell at him. She's got a voice, too. I mean, there's somebody at home. It's like... She hits that... She hits that certain pitch. It's time to go out for cigarettes, and I don't even smoke. I'm going out for cigarettes. Pick up some cigarettes, honey. And some bread. I thought the guy was a vegan. He didn't smoke. He started screeching around the house. He went out for cigarettes and he never came back. It was weird. He had lung cancer at the time, too. I don't think he picked up cigarettes. I'm just saying. Some of these broads, they hit that screech. It's time to find a hobby. Head down to Hobby Lobby, see what's on sale. There's no way that even Biden in his empty head didn't hear that. NBC's got themselves a thoroughbred screamer there, I'm sure. I'm sure Matt Lauer found that out. Anyway, kids, it's a family show. Oh, boy. What a What a country. What a world. Speaking of strange things going on in strange countries, although this segue doesn't quite fit, but we can make it fit in broadcasting. We make our own reality. And the song is Loser. Well, let's take another trek to our favorite newly minted hellhole. Well, not quite newly minted. If you want to go back to the early 1900s, if you consider that new, let's go to... Can't make it up. Can't make it up. Let's go.
Germany doesn't exactly have an innocent history when it comes to encouraging the population to spy on each other, does it? At its height, the East German Stasi had 175,000 informants on its books, one for every 100 people. They kept files on 6 million East German citizens, one-third of the entire population. So members of the Green Party in Germany have been thinking... Why not bring that back? Yeah, great idea. German Greens minister wants to establish centres for neighbours to report each other for political incorrectness. Josephine Paul, the Minister for Children, Youth, Family Equality, Refugees and Integration of North Rhine-Westphalia for the Greens, at a taxpayer expense of €140,000 for each facility, wants to set up 4 reporting centres where people can anonymously report other people who are behaving politically incorrect through hotlines. For example, incidents hostile to homosexuals, migrants, Muslims, blacks and Roma are to be reported, even those that are not criminal. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? A hard leftist, another grievance activist, going to completely abuse this Stasi-style PC hotline to frame their political adversaries for wrong thing? Surely not. Bear in mind this is the German Green Party, the same party whose own members wanted to remove the word German from their own manifesto because...
You know, it's funny in a way, but also scary in a way. And that hit home today, because after we watched that clip here and we're laughing about it, Dustin Gold is in Poland. And for the Dustin Gold Standard, who we just launched here earlier in July, and now he's overseas, and he's doing some reporting. When he comes back, he's... on Pain.tv, his video podcasts and his regular audio podcasts on the Dust and Gold Standards will pick up again. But because of connection issues over there and time and everything, I said to him, just compile your intel and bring it back home and cut it loose. People are still going to listen to it. And so many people have reached out to me and said, when is he coming back? His stuff is really good. And it is. And he filed a little clip today. I'm going to play it at the end of the show, and I think Dr. Vernon Coleman is going to be watching this show today. I know that, and listening to it today, because he's on it. The tail end, he's on it. And, you know, you listen to that clip about what's going on in Germany, and we joke, and we have some fun, and we do make references to the Third Reich. We call it the Fourth Reich, not the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Fourth Reich. But just the beginning of this clip, I'll tease it for you, but then at the end of the show, I'll put the entire clip. And it, you wonder, and Dustin makes references, are we headed back here in many different ways with this fourth industrial revolution, their plans for us, so to speak. But we'll tease this a little bit, and just as a reminder that this is not all fun and games. When you understand history and you learn your history and you want to read and find out about what the hell happened, it's certainly not all fun and games.
You have all seen it in documentaries. You've read about it in books. You've saw depictions of it in movies. This right here behind me, these train tracks.
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all 3 major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revvi, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with a Revvi card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revvi.com to see how the Revvi card can benefit you. Discover.revvi. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revvi.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revvi.com. That's discover.revvi.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revvi.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revvi card.
These are the train tracks that lead right into Auschwitz, the concentration camp here in Poland. When the German Nazis invaded Poland and they took over this Polish military base and turned it into a camp for prisoners of war. So there were many Poles that were actually enslaved here in the 1940-41, along with Soviet prisoners of war. And then about 1942, they actually turned this into the concentration camp for the Jews. There were roughly 70,000 Poles who were murdered here. They say roughly 1.1 million Jews.
So play the full clip of that at the end of the show. Very, very just haunting to watch that. It really is. And just an interesting perspective based on some of the reporting we've done, what's going on in Germany. And you folks in Germany, man, I told you my grandparents, my mom, my uncles, aunts, all German, 100%. What is going on over there, man? Snap out of it, man. Talk about not understanding your own history, or, man, it is really something else. The stuff that you're letting these people get away with again. I saw Lautenbach is back at it, coming up with a color-coded system for masks and jabs. Your health minister in Germany. Hey, listen to these people. If anybody should be in the fucking streets, it's you guys. Based on what happened in the 1930s, 1940s, and leading up to that. You know, let it happen again. It's stunning. And you watch these things like Dustin's over there, and it's it really is. It's very interesting that he moved that piece today with everything that's going on over there. And I expect that to be the long form of that to be in one of his upcoming shows, of course, when he gets back stateside. So keep an eye on that, the Dustin Gold Standard. Dustin's a rock star, and we expect good things from him, plain and simple. And I know you folks do as well. You've gotten a little taste of what the content that he provides, and he is calling it like it is. It's rare in itself. What are we going to do now? We got Dr. Vernon Coleman coming up. I'm going to do a little news beforehand. And also I'm going to put some other videos as well with Dustin's. After Dr. Vernon Coleman as well, after his interview, we have some, what else we have? It's just jam-packed, man. We're not going to be able to get to everything tonight. We have Maria tomorrow. It's just one of those weeks, you know, where a lot of things are going. The FBI stuff is in our wheelhouse, so we've covered some of that. But we try to stay away from it because I think it's largely a distraction and it doesn't really serve a long-term purpose. But it is interesting to analyze. Because, again, it's about money. It's about a lot of different things, but it's mostly not about what everybody thinks it's about. It's much wider, I think. It plays into us getting played again. How many times are you going to allow yourself to get played? It gets a little old, doesn't it? I think it probably does. Let's get into this. Well, we talked about Biden claiming that America had 0% inflation in the month of July. The Young Buck said, we included a video, and if you want to read this story, we can talk about that. Well, we've talked about the inflation ad nauseum, especially the last hot wire I did was an hour plus on these things. We broke down the numbers, really, really, really drilled down. There, I said it again, drilled down. It's my corporate speak. Almost 10 years at Citigroup. You learn certain phrases and words in meetings and things like that, and drill down is one of them. So I fall back on my own Citigroup career. A fantastic time. I learned so much working on the other side, so to speak, working for Darth Vader and the Death Star. Remember what we said about the IRS, and we read directly from their website, who they're hiring? Well, the IRS says now we will absolutely not target everyday Americans with a new army of agents. That's probably a green light for them to admit that they likely will do exactly that. Whenever these guys say they're not going to do something, run for the hills. They're playing with your shamalama ding dong. Plain and simple.
Into my smile, child. Hey, yeah, that is why.
That is why.
That is why.
That is why.
You are my sugar.
Yeah. And they'll be playing with your shamalama ding dong. You might only be able to. Deduct half of its worth. I mean, after they're done with you. Now you're going to get credit for your whole shamalama ding dong. They're going to limit your deductions on that. Of course, if you've been married, I can't do it. We just got to move ahead. I know it's Thursday. Feeling a little bit looser, but there are kids that listen to this show. God damn it. I told you little bastards to get to bed, didn't I? Or get up and get to school for fucks. I don't care if it's summer. Go to the beach with Pelosi and dig a hole to China, you ungrateful brats.
I feel so much closer because when I was a kid, my mob boss dad told me to go dig a hole to the beach. To China. I didn't know that he really just didn't want to spend any time with me.
It's hard to make a sandcastle and slit throats at the same time. I'm sure she finds a way. Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Charles Rettig, he vowed in a recent letter that the agency would absolutely not use 87,000 new employees funded by the Inflation Reduction Act to target middle-class Americans. That's a lie. Next story. Well, they prove it's a lie. White House economic advisor Bernstein says we're not guaranteeing no audits for people making under $400,000. Thank you. Thank you for contradicting the IRS. You proved my point. I had to wait a whole 20 seconds for my point to be proven. On Monday's broadcast, subsequent broadcast of CNBC's Squawk Box, White House Council of Economic Advisors Jared Bernstein said he doesn't expect increased audits on the middle class due to the increased IRS funding. But we can't vow that it won't happen. Co-host Brian Sullivan asked, how much of this is going to be just IRS tax collection? They want to double the size of the IRS, I understand. The industry has been shrunk, gutted, in some people's words. And do you expect increased audits on the middle class? Certainly not the middle class, Bernstein responded. Oh, certainly not the middle class. Just the lower class. Of course, today's lower class, today's middle class could be tomorrow's lower class. And just a couple more bills, and there you have it. You know goddamn well how this is going to play out. They're advertising for people to use deadly force for their new hires. I mean, you think, yeah, they're right. We're not going to audit them. We're just going to shoot them. I've been hanging out with Lautenbach and his buddies over in Germany. Audits are so sloppy, yeah? Just put them against the wall, yeah? Yeah, put them up against the wall. Fuck's sake.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Is it me, or is it perhaps time for a little township rebellion? I think maybe. Nothing wrong with a little township rebellion. And despite Manchin's spin, the Inflation Reduction Act will certainly devastate the economy. Don't ask me, and don't take it from me. There's 230, where's the story we have on Payne.tv? I'm moving around here. I'm cruising around here. 230 top economists agree that this so-called Inflation Reduction Act is a complete disaster and will do anything but reduce anything. 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, et cetera. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. For you folks who need a little help with the math, IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain. That's P-A-I-N-E. And use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. As far as improving the fiscal situation, the fiscal condition, the economic environment of your life, it's right here, all in black and white. Build back better. Well, they weren't talking about you and I when they said build back better. I think they were talking about their own portfolios, obviously. Their own little offshore accounts. All the money they send over to Ukraine and it comes back neatly packaged in their bank accounts. And this is why they spend They spend billions of dollars. Think about this. They spend billions of dollars getting elected. Why? Billions of dollars to get elected, and you make $174,000. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm. Story on pain.tv. Beef prices are going to stay high, and we tell you why. You can check that out. We talked a lot about that on Hotwire. You know, some of the things I've seen in the news the last couple of days, we've had on Hotwire 2-3 weeks ago. That seems to be the way it works out, including problems in Britain for electricity. That's now mainstream. The Young Bucks picked that up today, and we threw a story in emergency energy. Britain planning for days of winter blackouts. You folks in the UK should become familiar with that if you're already not familiar with that. And don't forget, what rolls out, including blackouts, in the UK usually makes its way over here. But we talked about that on Hotwire as well. And other geopolitical concerns that may come this way. Hotwire is the top tier on pain.tv. Yes, that's a plug. Anyway. Well, it's good news as well. China has announced that major gasoline prices have been cut. And you're saying, well, when are we going to get a major cut? Well, we just helped them cut their gas prices because China announces major gasoline price cut after Biden sends even more strategic reserve oil from the United States to Beijing. And when I say that Biden is in their pocket, I mean it. I mean it. He's selling you out, continues to sell me out, sell us all out to these fucks who want to destroy you. The Chinese hate your guts. They might even hate your guts more than the Democrats. I mean, it's going to be a close second. I don't know. It's a coin toss. It is a coin toss. So, Biden is all about helping the Chinese lower their gas prices. Of course, that's a different type of reduction than what we have in the U.S.